While watching WrestleMania 39, a light bulb went off in my head about the potential future of wrestling cards. It could be massive, but my bold statement that I have today needs a lot of things to fall into place to make that happen. What's up, wrestling fans, trading card collectors? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling with Cards. So as WrestleMania 39 was coming to an end, as I said, a light bulb went off. And no, it wasn't me trying to be an armchair booker like the rest of the internet wrestling community. It was about the future potential of wrestling cards. Could you imagine a world where all of that passion and fandom for the results of how a main event finish was booked, if that was all redirected into a passion for wrestling card collecting? So I just wanted to talk through that today. But real quick, before we get started into that conversation, which may be a little bit controversial, you guys may think I'm completely insane after today's show. I just wanted to mention a few ways you can help show your support for this podcast or any of the other content I'm putting out. Wherever you're listening to this, hit that subscribe button. Leave me a review when you get a moment. Tell a friend about the show. That's the best way to grow the community and grow the listener base. And don't forget, when you're done with listening to this show, make sure to check out all the links in the show notes to all the ways you can help show your support for this channel and any other content I'm putting out. Links to the YouTube channel, links to the Worlds Collide podcast, my eBay store, Patreon, social media, and much more. So let's go through some observations I had throughout this past WrestleMania weekend, its relation to wrestling cards, and how all of this leads to a very bold statement I'll make at the end of the show. Let's get started. I wanted to start by talking about WrestleMania weekend as a whole. It truly has turned into the Super Bowl of wrestling each and every year. Of course, you have the grandest stage of them all, the WrestleMania event itself. And this year had a grand total of over 160,000 fans over the course of two nights. And everybody was there for what seemed like 12 hours. And then you have all the ancillary events that come with WrestleMania. The WWE Hall of Fame ceremonies, WrestleCon, all the other independent companies showing up and basing their big events around WrestleMania. It's like their own mini WrestleManias. And while I was trying to keep up on social media and watching some of these events throughout the whole weekend, I couldn't help but think, what if all of these wrestling fans that we're seeing collected wrestling cards? Now let's talk about wrestling fandom. Wrestling fans are nuts, completely crazy. That's honestly about the best way to put it. They travel from all over the world to see different types of wrestling. It's not just the WWE that they're traveling to anymore. It's anywhere there's a wrestling product or company that they want to support. And they show up ready to represent their favorite companies and talents through a variety of merchandise to show their allegiances. It's not just a bunch of mouth-breathing, middle-aged marks anymore. Wrestling fandom is truly a family affair. From 5 to 95, you see wrestling fans everywhere of all shapes, sizes, ages, races, and differences. And while different fans like different types of wrestling, most of the time they can all come together to celebrate shows of the greatest form of entertainment on God's green earth. But I can't help but think, could you imagine if all of these die-hard, traveling, multi-generational wrestling fans collected wrestling cards? Now, let's talk about how much money wrestling fans are willing to spend. Have you seen these lunatics? Not only do they spend money to travel and pay for ticket prices, hotels, food, etc., but wrestling fans are notorious for spending tons of money on merchandise. And this is something that many people listening to this, you already know that, and you've probably heard me touch on it before in previous podcasts or YouTube videos. Wrestling fans spend tons of money on wrestling figures, shirts, and other clothing that represent their favorite wrestlers, their favorite companies. 8x10s, signed or not signed. Promotional items. Reused memorabilia. Random one-off gimmicks such as if you went up to Hacksaw Jim Duggan and he was selling mini 2x4s signed. Or how about Honky Tonk Man or Jimmy Hart maybe selling a little guitar signed or a little megaphone signed. Not to mention, it seems like in modern day gimmick table etiquette, every single wrestler has hot sauce or barbecue seasoning or pre-workout that's branded specifically to their name or their brand or their company. But when you look at all of these gimmick table offerings, you'll often notice something that's missing. Wrestling cards. Again, I've spoke about this many times before on previous podcasts and YouTube videos, but can you imagine if all the people spending all of this hard-earned money on all this wrestling merchandise started spending some of that money on wrestling cards? And everything I've spoke about up to this point on today's show leads me to make a bold statement. And that statement is, I think wrestling cards, if all things came together, could potentially be the most popular wrestling collectible and possibly even mentioned in the mainstream hobby talk, similar to sports cards and Pokemon. Now let me explain my thought process behind this. We've established that wrestling has potentially the most rabid fan base in the world. Not to mention, they're worldwide. They come from all ethnicities, ages, backgrounds. Wrestling in general seems to appeal to the broader audience as opposed to just sports. Wrestling fans are willing to go above and beyond to show their support and spend tons of money to represent that fandom. And this is through a variety of ways, such as, again, wrestling figures, branded merchandise, flying to events, spending large amounts of money on meet and greets and autograph opportunities, joining online wrestling communities that may charge a small fee, creating content, the list goes on and on. But notice some key words that I mentioned about wrestling cards not being at the gimmick tables, and the potential that wrestling cards have. Here's what has to happen to make wrestling cards a worldwide phenomenon. It all starts with awareness. Wrestling fans have to have these things in front of them and know they exist. Even at the time of recording, we haven't seen companies running that many, if any, commercials for their wrestling card products. Yet they promote their video games, they promote their wrestling figures, they promote their t-shirts, and those glorious overpaid replica belts that you guys know I'm such a huge fan of. But why? Why do they continue to not promote their wrestling cards? We're also still having a little bit of a hard time finding wrestling at retail, and I really think that having them available at Walmart or Target on a regular basis could be very beneficial. Because I think the general public, if they're getting into cards of any kind, whether it's sports or Pokemon or wrestling, most of the time they think, well, I used to buy packs, so that's how you start collecting. And that may be an accurate statement. Maybe they're aware of eBay, but they don't know how to do that. Maybe they're aware of whatnot, but they don't know what breaks are. So just being able to buy a random pack of cards at retail is very easy. Great, easy way to get into it and affordable. But maybe the bigger question is, what can we do as collectors to do the jobs of these companies for them and promote wrestling cards as being what, in my opinion, are the best forms of wrestling collectibles? Well, that's easy. Get involved. Start by sharing your cards on social media. In the age of social media, it's one of the best opportunities to spread the word and create awareness, not only about wrestling cards, but just anything. I've personally talked to people who are diehard wrestling fans that just happen to stumble onto wrestling cards from seeing them posted on a social media account that they follow. The next thing you know, they're actually starting to buy cards and collect them. Some of these people would have never knew wrestling cards existed if it wasn't for social media and people sharing those collections and communities being formed around collecting. Content creation continues to be something that we need more and more of. With YouTube, podcasts, and digital media being bigger and more consumed than just about any other form of entertainment now, it seems like that could be one of the best ways to continue the conversation and awareness around wrestling cards, while at the same time providing a tool for people to use as educational purposes to grow their knowledge. And while I personally think that wrestling cards are the best collectibles in wrestling, I totally understand why people collect other things. In fact, Tom from Collector Wrestlepalooza and Shane from Sports Card Nobody podcast, they joined me on my YouTube channel recently and we had a great roundtable discussion about why people collect and how you can connect with things outside of cards. But I think if mainstream wrestling fans got a taste of cards, if they could educate themselves using social media and content, if they found out just how relatable cards are to fandom, how they are generally a good store of value, and how much easier they are to store and collect than many of these other big, bulky items that take up a lot of space in the wrestling collecting community, I think we would have them. They would become as addicted as the rest of us to collecting cardboard, and wrestling cards would be off to the races from a mainstream popularity standpoint. And in closing today, you know, I know a lot of you maybe don't want wrestling cards to be on this mainstream platform. But honestly, that's why I started this podcast. That's why I started any kind of content creation. That's why I started posting my cards on social media. Is because I believe in wrestling cards as being one of the most fun collectibles that I've ever been a part of, one of the best communities that I've ever been a part of, and I just want other people to feel that same experience. And about the bold statement about wrestling cards being massive, yeah, I know. It's a bold statement to say that wrestling cards could end up being the most popular collectibles or being up there with traditional sports cards. But I truly believe if everything was to fall into place that I talked about today, it could totally happen. And I'm going to continue doing my part to get more people involved with collecting wrestling cards. What do you think about today's episode? What do you think about my bold statement that I predicted? Let me know. I'd love to hear your opinions on this topic. You can reach out to me on social media. Again, the link's in the show notes to get a hold of me. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, please hit that subscribe button, leave me a review, and tell a friend about the show. Once again, it's up to us as the wrestling card collectors and community to continue spreading the word about free content that's available to them to learn about the wrestling cards, see pictures of wrestling cards themselves through sharing our collections, and to get others involved with the collecting community. Because if WWE is not going to do it, if AEW is not going to do it, if Panini or Upper Deck's not going to do it, I'm going to do it. Once again, thanks to each and every one of you that took the time out of your day to check out this episode. And before you get out of here, make sure to check the links in the show notes to all of the ways you can help show your support for my content. Links to the YouTube channel where there's a ton of great content in the archives. Links to my eBay store, links to Patreon if you want to join a community there. Links to my social media so you can either flame me or praise me for this episode, whatever your opinion is. And until next time, keep collecting, keep having fun, and keep spreading the word about wrestling cards, y'all. See ya.